I'm Janine Wolf in the WFT newsroom. Thousands of dead jellyfish are surrounding a South Florida beach today. Environmental officials say the massive die-off happens every 2 or 3 years.
Hundreds of Portuguese man-o-war are actually washing up on our area beaches.
They really are. Even if they're dead, they can deliver an extremely painful sting.
These luminescent living balloons are being spotted on Padre Island's National Seashore.
There were like hundreds of them, and they were just scattered all along the beach, and some of them were floating in the water.
These types of organisms often wash up on nearby beaches around this time of year, but especially when strong winds come through the area.
It looks a bit like a blue balloon when it first comes in. All of them fade over time in the sun and get lighter in color.
However, it's not clear what killed the jellyfish, known as blue sailors. Lifeguards are flying the purple flag, the warning for dangerous marine life.
He's men of war, which is the only one that can be extremely painful if you're stung.
You don't want to touch the wrong one. Even adults will be in, you know, can be in some pretty serious pain if they've been entangled in one.
That's why Padre Island National Seashore's William Botts and this mom of five are on full alert.
I asked him not to touch it because it kind of had a jellyfish look.
And they want to remind children and others it's okay to look, but don't touch.
I just left them alone. I don't know. They just look kind of gross.
Because that's a smart thing to do. Nasha Portillo, Chris 6 News.
A messy garden behind the forest. Children camping.
We will never again see the blue vapor trails on the magenta glowing sky like we saw them in the garden that night somewhere in the early 1990s.
When the aliens came to abduct us.
I feel what you feel. Something coming out of the night. Towards us. Like the cold coming from a meadow in the early hours of a summer morning.
What is out there but fear? Little blood vessels burst under our cold skin. Cheeks blushed. Shades of violet fogged up under our eyes, open wide.
There they were gleaming, moving in every direction. Our eyeballs turned to, like little rainbows, flickering.
What can I do for you, baby? Oh, baby. What can I do for you, baby?
We were feral. They had been watching us playing in the old wire factories, bathing in the contaminated river, rummaging in the recycling bins. They chose us. I didn't let go of your sticky hand when the iridescent ropes spun us into a soft cocoon and the bright light beam took us away. Their ships were jellyfish-like, translucent gleaming streams through their transparent flesh. Their form versatile, shape-shifting, mimicking objects. The stars shining through them, the color of the ships was the color of the sky behind them. A strange glow hanging over the hills. I want to believe that they gave us some of their ship's qualities, and that they would help us to survive and one day guide us away from this place. We returned to Earth in less than the blink of an eye, in time that we couldn't measure, in a fastness that we couldn't grasp, where the garden around us stopped and blurred lethargically, behind a layer of petrol-colored dense air. The insects stopped, so did the wind, and with it the leaves.
because we couldn't trust us to understand. We didn't trust us to remember. So we didn't trust us to ever tell.
We came bringing gifts back from the ship, implanted in us, woven through our bodies, in each cell a code. We were yet unknowing of how they would unravel. Gift 1. Spongy. We perfected the ability to be most sufficient vessels, taking up other people's liquids, so much of it they became dependent on our qualities. Foul liquids, black tar, slime and snot, but also dew, clear spring water, and little puddles full of polywarp. We didn't break, nor did we spill. Inside us a material that soaked up everything, a multicellular organism with a body full of channels and pores, a gelatinous matrix which gave us our ability to soak up every last drop that they poured into us. We were comfortable companions, always ready to give more than we could, loyal beyond belief. We advertised ourselves. We offered our talents, the only repayment being vital hydration. Stoically, we took what was given to us, not questioning what was on offer, not being picky about the content. My vessel rose like proving dough. Yours hardened like a tortoise shell. It hampered your growth, but not your capacity. You remained stiff and small, like a pretty decorative vase on a mantelpiece, while I was swelling and bulging, glugging and smacking. Gift 2. Superorganism. Our intelligence was limited. Our protection weakened. We were drifting in darkness, rarely disturbed by the distant presence of another soft body gliding along. Our only conversation being the sound of our own heart and stomach. We forgot language and starved. When it became clear to us that we couldn't survive, we formed a complete colony with lonely drifters that we met on the way, growing in various shapes and formations, pooling resources to accomplish a goal beyond our individual capability. Each member completing a different task, protection of the colony.
Catching prey.
Some reproduce.
We are so different in shape, but made from the same material. We have one communal stomach now, and do not suffer hunger anymore. If one of us eats, all of us digest. If one of us speaks, all of us hear.
And so we are drifting along, holding each other through slimy connective tissue.
Gift 3. Translucency. Before the abduction, we were solid. No light could shine through. Our bodies were strict, impenetrable forms. We could put our fingers and tongues into others, but never become the other. Our color was static, no glow, no shine. We could not hide in a backdrop. We could not mimic a cloud. Our static shapes had to take what was given to them, our interface unchangeably stiff. We now have the talent to sink into objects, to create our bodies in a shape that we desire, to become invisible on purpose, to mimic the others, to reflect the glow, to liquidize, to be translucent and always changing. Gift 4. Regrowth. I remember our wounds before the abduction, where there was a cut a scab would form after a day or two. The scab would stay for a while, change color and harden, then it would fall off and leave a lighter patch of scar tissue. Some of us had an excessive overgrowth of granulation tissue, firm rubbery lesions or shiny fibrous nodules. Some of us were covered in scars, whole limbs missing. tissue fused together, obstructing movement, always reminding of the cut. We were told to rub oils onto the scarring, to soften the hardened growth, to touch it every day, to slide our fingers over it in rotating movements. But nothing could make it better. Now we just grow back, not only back, but further, into different shapes, with different functions, still reminding us of the pain, but making growth possible, not because of it, but despite of it.
A scene of tranquility in Cannes in Sweden. Workers at the Oskarshamn nuclear power plant quietly go about their daily business, unaware that something is lurking in the water, preparing to strike, well, preparing to get in the way anyway. And the culprits? Gelatinous blob creatures, of course. Or, as you and I know them, jellyfish. Like a headline from a budget monster movie, jellyfish close nuclear power plant. And it's not as if they're particularly big, but get enough of them together and there could be trouble. Many nuclear power stations built next to lakes or the sea as they need water to cool the reactors. Unfortunately, the Baltic Sea rather packed with jellyfish at the moment. The plant's boss, Johan Svenningsen, telling TV News that it's a rare occurrence. The plant's three reactors producing 10% of the entire country's electricity.
Now, the best way to treat a sting is to pour vinegar on it or meat tenderizer or even hot water. By the way, these aren't true jellyfish, which are single-celled animals. These are actually what are called siphonophores. Now, they're colonies of individual organisms that are so integrated with each other that they can't survive by themselves.
Gelatinous Members by Lee Stevens.